clicking over to 10 o'clock. So in the interest of everybody's busy morning, let's get started. Welcome all, especially our new members. Judge Reinhardt, thanks so much for joining us. Let's see, do I see you on there? Yep, there
you go. Yes.
Great. Okay, Judge Reinhardt, thanks and welcome to the group. As you will see, and we're going to get started in just a minute, Brandy will take roll. But as you'll see, Judge Reinhardt, these are these FPS meetings, we've gotten kind of down to an art where we consider the request as a whole, and then we invite comments from either members of our committee or from the courts who have an issue before us. So don't mistake our brevity with lack of concern. It's just we've kind of, as we've done this over the years, we've kind of learned how to address these more efficiently. And with that, welcome all. Brandy, can you go ahead and take roll for us?
Yes, Judge Conklin.
Present.
Judge Gabe. Absent today. Judge Large.
Present.
Hart. We'll try these. Oh, he's muted, but we see you. Judge will mark you as present today. Ms. Bartleson.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Landry.
Here.
Ms. Levere. Mr. Rule.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm here.
Great, Brandy, thank you. That gives us a quorum, folks. So just a few very brief housekeeping matters. Just remember, if you're not speaking, keep yourself on mute, though I'm not sure we're gonna have long enough to go back and forth as this meeting progresses. Our first order of business is approval of the September 1st, 2022 meeting minutes. I'd invite a motion
Bartleson to approve. Moves for approval.
Thanks, Kim, so much. A second?
Larsh, yeah, second.
Seconds.
Great, Judge Larsh seconds. Moved and approved that the meetings from the September meeting be approved. Any opposition to that motion? Great, hearing no opposition, we'll show those meetings are approved. Judge Reinhardt, we're gonna show you abstaining from that just because you've joined our group since then, so thank you very much.
Right.
So I'm told, as is typical with this meeting, we have no written comment. So just to sort of set the stage, we have quite a few requests to consider today, which is not atypical of this meeting, which means those courts, each of the courts that have a request before us are also invited to attend the meeting. I've noticed that we do have some of those members with us. And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna take up the new requests as a group. And what I will do is I will list off the new requests. We have, I think, 14 of them, Brandy?
16.
16 of them. So I will, just so we have a clear record, I'm going to read each of the requests in summary fashion, the amount and the purpose. And then for all you courts that have requests before us, if you've joined us, thank you so much for your time and thank you so much for your submissions. Those submissions make our work pretty easy at this point. What I will do after I read the new requests as a group is I will invite our committee members to ask any questions or state any concerns about those requests. After that, I will then invite any of the courts that are participating, if they want to make comments, to make comments. But candidly, if anything is necessary, I think our members will ask for it. So I don't mean to discourage you. On the other hand, in the interest of your time and our time, if you don't have anything to add that is not in your report, then it would probably save a bunch of time if we can just refer to your reports. So with that, as noted, we have 16 new requests totaling $4.2 million as follows. First request is from Amador Superior Court, and I'm just noting this, the summary of these reports, $902,000 to add an addition to one of the courtrooms in their courthouse. Request two is Calusa, $168,000 for alterations and improvements to their clerk's office and judges' chambers. Request three is a $300,000 request from El Dorado Superior Court to digitize all court records and make them accessible in their case management system. Request four from Glenn Superior Court for $111,000 for a digitization project. Requests 5 and 6 are from King's Superior Court, broken up into two separate requests. The first is $393,000 to replace their information technology equipment in its data center, and the second is $236,000 for a surveillance system refresh. Requests 7, 8, and 9 are from the Monterey Superior Court as follows. Request 7, a $25,000 request to fund a consultant on the design and construction of a new courthouse. Request 8, $35,000 from Monterey to fund replacement of a vehicle. Request 9, $250,000 to fund maintenance and repair projects. And request 10, $70,000 to fund critical security projects for its courthouses. Requests 11 and 12 are from Placer as follows. Scrolling up. And that is a $495,000 request to upgrade its current video conferencing system for remote proceedings, and $80,000 to make infrastructure modifications to support an increase in funding. Request 13 from San Benito Superior Court for a $710,000 to upgrade its existing facility. Request 14, 15, and 16, all from San Luis Obispo Superior Court. Request 14, $297,000 to renovate its office workspace. Request 15, $122,000 to upgrade its current Zoom court technology. And request 16, $53,000 to purchase a vehicle. So now, considering those new requests as a whole, does any member of the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee have a question or a concern for any particular new funding request? All right, as is our practice, I've waited. I've heard no questions or concerns. If there is one and I have not heard it, please make yourself known. But with that, and I do thank any of those courts that are with us today for your time, with that, I would invite a motion to approve the 16 requests as listed.
Bartleson moves for approval of all 16.
Thank you, Kim. A second?
Yeah, motion. Yamasaki seconds.
All right, he jumped right in there. Thanks, Judge Larsh, for backing him up. So we have a motion and a second to approve all 16 requests. Now that we have a pending motion, that opens the motion up for further discussion, if any. Would any member like to have any further discussion on the 16 requests? Hearing no requests for discussion, is there any objection to the pending motion or any nay votes on the pending motion? Hearing no objection.
This is Chris Will. I'd just like to abstention on the 4 Monterey requests on this vote.
Great, as is appropriate. So any Judge Reinhardt, as you're seeing, any committee member whose court has a pending request, just by practice abstains so as to not to at least eliminate the appearance of a conflict. So showing Judge Rule, showing Chris abstaining, I hear no objection or abstention from any other member. So absent the one abstention, I'll deem the motion unanimously approved.
Actually, Judge, I recuse myself on the, or abstain on the vote since we have a matter, Kings County has a matter on the, before the committee.
Great, Judge Reinhardt, I should have noted that as well. Thanks so much. So again, Judge Reinhardt also is abstaining for the purpose of the appearance of a conflict in the county's request. With that, hearing no other comments, I'll deem the motion unanimously approved, absent the two abstentions as noted. Thanks, folks. Now we're moving to the amended requests. There's 9 of those, totaling $6 million as follows. Request from the Kern Superior Court to extend the completion of its case management system, totaling $1.829 million, to 2023-2024, so the next fiscal year. For fund balance year 26-2017 and 2021 2020-2021 due to a change in vendor, so they're rolling that over. Request 22 from the Mono Superior Court to extend its replacement and repair of courtroom audio visual control systems to the 24-25 fund balance year 2017-18 and 19-20 due to minor audio visual system failures and to increase the requested amount by 40. So their requested amount was 168. They're requesting to amend that up to $208,000. The next three requests are from Mono Superior Court, each amended request. The first to extend interfacing with its case management system and justice partners totaling $105,000 through the 24-25 fund balance year from its 2021, and this would be to finalize planning phase and complete staged developments or staggered developments, pardon me. The next request also from Mono is to extend its document digital scanning and storage services totaling it says totaling to the 23-24 fund balance years from 18-19, 19-20, and 2021. This would be to convert hard copy paper records into digital files, and they're asking to increase the requested amount by $35,000. So they'll actually double it from $35,000 to $70,000. And the final request from Mono is to extend the period for purchasing a winter vehicle. We don't have that problem in Fresno. To the 23-24 fund balance years from 18-19, 19-20, and to increase the requested amount a total of $10,000 from $60,000 to $70,000. The next requests, request 6 and 7, are from the Monterey Superior Court to extend the period for upgrading its power infrastructure and data center to 22-23 for fund balance year 21-22, and to find a viable and cost-effective solution for sharing and maintaining computer systems among various branch entities. This would be to increase the requested amount, increasing it by $221,000, so taking it from $108,000 to $329,000. The second request from Monterey Superior Court is to extend the period for landscaping and parking lot improvements to 22-23 for fund balance years 21-22 and 20-21, as the work has not yet been completed. And this would be to increase the requested amount by $50,000 from $247,000 to $297,000. The next two and final two requests are from the San Mateo Superior Court to extend the period for repairing and replacing worn and damaged flooring and carpeting totaling $300,000 to 23-24 fund balance years. This is from 17-18 through 21-22. And this would be to increase the requested amount by $50,000. So it'd be from $750,000 to $800,000. And finally, also from San Mateo, to extend the period for new builds totaling to the 23-24 fund balance year from 18-19, as it awaits occupied space to be vacated, and to increase the requested amount by $673,000 from $1.7 to $2.3 million. So those are our nine amended requests we're considering. The committee thanks any member of those courts that are on this call with us. And now that we've summarized the requests, any questions or concerns from any FPS committee member concerning any of the amended requests as just listed? Fred had paused. I hear no concerns. So with that, I would invite a motion addressing those nine requests.
Bartleson moves for approval of those nine requests.
Kim, thanks so much. Is there a second?
Thank you. A second.
Thanks, Chad, very much. So those nine requests, it's been moved and seconded that they be approved. Now let's just step back. Do we have any, before I call for a vote, any abstentions on our committee members? Chris, you're abstaining?
Is Chris. We'll abstain again on the two Monterey requests.
Okay. Have I missed anybody else that will be abstaining? Okay, I don't have any further abstentions. So with the...
Sorry.
Okay, great.
I forgot David was in orange. We're good.
I didn't have hear any county matters on that particular list, so.
Yeah, I don't think you did. We rarely forget that David's in orange, Randy, so have some more coffee.
We're good.
All right. So showing that Chris is going to abstain from this vote, it's now been moved and seconded. Any further comments, concerns on the pending motion? And hearing none, absent Chris's abstention, is there any further objections or abstentions to the pending motion? Hearing none, the motion, I'll deem the motion unanimously approved, save for the two abstentions by Mr. Rule concerning the Monterey requests. Okay, Brandy, have we left out any business?
We have not, thank you.
Okay. And again, for those courts who have listened in, I hope you're not slighted by the fact we did not acknowledge you. It's just a matter of efficiency, reflecting your reports and how good they were for each committee member. As you can see, we had no questions or concerns, so there's no questions to ask. We do appreciate your time, however, and I do appreciate the time all the committee members took to prepare for the meeting. If there's no further business, and I know you're anxious to all get back to your regular daily business, I'll adjourn the meeting, except with my typical comment, which I'm still going to make, even though it will be go Dodgers the next year. But go Dodgers, just wish you'd go a little further, if you get my drift. Anyways, if there's no other comments, Brandy, when's our next FPS meeting?
We're good until around springtime.
Excellent. Good. Okay. Well, it's always good to see all of you. Thanks so much. And these are all TICPAC members. Brandy, just can you refresh us when our TICPAC meeting's coming up, right?
TICPAC is coming up on November 16th, I believe it is.
Great.
So we'll get that information out soon.
It'll be another Blue Jeans meeting, so we'll look forward to seeing you all in that meeting.
Awesome. Thank
all right, everybody.
Stay safe.
Thank you, everyone.
Appreciate it. Take care.